7, Store Marketing. In this chapter, we are going to learn more about how the store marketing functions. In this, there are sub-points. Sub-points are role of store marketing, neighborhood walks, outside store signages, inside store signages, in-store activations, in-store announcement, managing the big days, customer relays, loyalty schemes, gift voucher and sales. Normally, as you would have seen the hierarchy of store, there's a store marketing person involved who normally reports to the store manager. It is his or her responsibility to ensure that the store gets a requisite number of footfalls. Footfalls is the number of customers are planned that they will visit to the store and they will do the buying. So this is the role of store marketing, where he ensures that the customer comes in, the displays are proper, the customers come in, they buy the product and the sale happens. Now there are different ways where footfalls can be generated, which we'll see in the coming few slides. Marketing is the role to get maximum footfalls to the store. Now footfalls are basically the customers who walk in. So there are different ways of counting the customers. So a lady customer is counted as one, a male customer is counted as one. Somebody who can walk on his or her legs is counted as one. So that is called footfalls. So that's how normally when the customer comes in, the security guard at the entrance, he or she has a counter where the guard, they count the customers. So there are projections which happen that okay, from so and so day you will get so many footfalls, on weekends you will get so many customers, on big days or big festivals you get so many footfalls. So that's basically getting footfalls is the main key result area and the job result main criteria of the store marketing person. Now to do that, the store marketing person takes two or three steps, which is called ATL, which is above the line. Activities like print ad, radio, holdings are generally driven by the HR, regional office marketing. Now, ATL stands for above the line, and that includes print ad. Print ads are paper, newspaper ads, radio. So there is normally a sound clipping provided on the radio, which plays during at several intervals. Holdings is again billboards taken on the side of highways and main junctions of the road, which can catch eyes of the customer. And generally this ATL line is taken care by head office or regional marketing, which is not done at the store level. Below the line, BTL activities are done again around the store to fetch footfall. So below the lines are activities which are generated by, are mostly carried out by the store marketing person at store level. Proper marketing execution must be ensured inside the store so as to support store sales. So if there is a promotion, again the store marketing person needs to highlight it with help of signages, which could be A3, A4, A5 or different communication. So the store marketing person need to ensure that the end caps of the gondola, if there is a promotion going on and if the vendor or supplier is paying for it, or whether it's a free promotion, the end caps are properly there, again the signages are there, the shelf toppers are there to ensure that it communicates the offer to the customer and it helps customer in buying. While a prominent outside signage helps to attract the outside customers, in-store marketing creates shopper excitement and enriches the overall experience. So there are two types of signages, one is external and one is internal. So normally the store or organization, they put external signages in a mall. So when a customer comes in, whether he walks in or he drives a car, he sees different signages with different offers and he comes to know that okay, so and so store or so and so organization is offering this product at this discounted price or there is an offer going on. So that external signage helps the customer to get inside the store, and once the customer is inside the store, he should know, he or she should be able to relate to the offer, understand the offer, it should be clear, the communication should be crystal clear, there should be no ambiguity, and he or she should go and talk to the salesperson, avail that offer, promotion, buy the product and leave. So it also helps in overall shopping experience. So if there is a contest going on, if there is promotion going on which creates excitement, that the communication should be very crystal clear. It should create excitement with customer so that he or she participates, enjoys, he or she participates, try, see the product, taste the product in case of hypermarket, food business, and they should, if there is a contest, participate, learn, take knowledge of the product, feel the product, enjoy the product, buy, and then they leave with an satisfaction. And there is a buying satisfaction, there is happiness that okay, they avail, they got a good bargain. Maximum in the store footfall by organizing neighbor walks. Now this store marketing person does lot of activities. So one of the thing is neighborhood walks, where they go and they check with the neighborhood what exactly the other companies are offering, or what neighborhood there is a catchment area. So this catchment area is normally the area within the 5 km radius of the store. So they organize a neighborhood walk, ensuring outdoor visibility with store signage. So the store marketing person should ensure that the external signages are there are signages available which promotes the offer, or if there is a new product launch, that offer is available, or the product is, since there is a new product, the product is now available at that store, so that communication has to be there. So basically there are store mall brandings are available, there are signages, hoardings are available. So the store marketing needs to ensure that adequate or external visibility is there available for the store. Ensuring inside communication with customers. So moment customer walks in, there are different options, like there are signages, there are shelf talkers, probably there are tickets that will be issued in parking lot, where customer can be educated that okay, so and so brand, so and so store is offering such product. So that is internal inside the mall. Again, when a customer walks in, you can give leaflets or handbills where you promote that offer. Or in case of hypermarket food business, the person or promoter standing with a tray and giving, there is a sampling going on, or there is a testing going on, where customer can go taste the product, eat it, try it, and if he or she likes it, they can go ahead and buy. So that is one of the case. In case of a new tea brand is launched, so new tea or new soup brand is launched, so that testing happens. Or if new noodle brand is launched, so they cook it and they give it to the customer for testing purpose. Once customer eats, use their feedback, that the data is collected, name and number is collected, and probably a free sample is also given, which helps customer to go ahead and buy. Or in case if his testicle is not sure, so he gets a free sample, he goes back home, he or she cooks that product, and if they like, they come back again in future to buy. Probably that's they come back again and they buy that product. So organizing brand coupons, sampling activations with the help of merchandisers. So as I said earlier, if there's a new product launch, the sampling happens, free samples are given or coupons are given. So in case the new product is launched and if customer participates in a sampling exercise, probably coupons or gift vouchers are given, which probably gives a discount or gives something, some freebies on that, which helps in aiding the sales of that main product. Again, this activations can be done with help of merchandisers or the buying team. So normally when a product launches, the merchandisers use this offer. In case if the product is slow moving, it's not moving, a team leader or a department manager can suggest the merchandiser or buyer that they would need some sampling or some support in that, for that product category, to push sales. So all these things, activation can be done. The store team leader will have a word with the store marketing guy. The store marketing guy will, the store marketing person will talk to the merchandiser, get an offer, get it activated, and then they will sit and they will check whether this offer is working then for them or not. Planning for big shopping days and other festive periods. So normally there are three big shopping days in a cycle, which is end of season sale, which comes twice in a year, and there would be Diwali. So, or in case if the customer, if for any specific retailers like Big Bazaar, they come with Sabse Saste Teen Din, which is probably in probably in January, and then there is 15th August. So they probably have to plan it well in advance, what BTL or ATL activity they want to do, what promotions are going to be there, which all brands are participating. So in case of food bazaar, they would need to check which all food brands are participating. In case of apparel, which all brands are participating. So they need to plan accordingly. One thing is the number of brands, what is the offer they are going to give, number of days of festive period is going to go, what is the offering, what would be the number of free gifts to be given to customer. So all these things will be there, which the store marketing person needs to plan about it. Supporting customer loyalty program. So every retail brand has an inbuilt loyalty program, wherein they try to, the main objective of loyalty program is to get the repeat customers who have shopped already once and they need to come back again and shop. So the store marketing person being at store monitors the performance of the loyalty program, and he or she needs to ensure that the number of repeat purchases happens are increasing day by day, week on week, and year on year. Store draws most of its footfall from immediate catchment around. So as I said earlier, there is a catchment area which is normally the 5 km radius from the store or the mall. So these are the customers who normally come to your store. They come, they shop, and they once they get the superior or best experience, they come back again. So that's the about catchment area, and that's the most number of footfalls you get in a store. This is especially true for small format stores competing with neighborhood kirana stores to fulfill their mini needs. So every individual would be normally shopping from a kirana store, but he or she would have visited a mall or probably a large format hypermarket or a departmental store, so that because that helps into the touch feel of the product, which helps into buying them. So most of the last minute purchases are done from kirana stores, but in case if it's a planned buying, they go to a big store, a big retail outlet with a modern outlet. They go there, they can check the price, they can feel the product, and then they can do a buying decision. In order to engage better with this customer, the personal touch marketing is to organize this neighborhood walk with the help of store staff. So what happens, the store staff is well aware which all customers are coming repeatedly to their store, who are the regular customers. So this store marketing person have a word with the store staff. They will go and they have a database where they can check which all customers from the catchment are again, time again coming, repeatedly coming to the store, and who are the regular customers. So a regular neighborhood walk is done with the help of store staff. The database is generated, and then they do a store neighborhood walk. Store information promotion pamphlets are given to each sales executive who moves around the catchment and do a door-to-door knocking. So normally, since as communicated earlier, the 5 km radius is the radius of which is the catchment area. So depending upon normally a catchment area would know which all type of community stay there, what is the education ratio, how people are, what is the percentage of literacy, whether it's a middle class segment or it's an upper middle class, or whether it's a low middle class strata, or whether it's a higher middle class, what is the spending capacity of the customer. So everything is taken care when a catchment study is done. Normally a catchment study is done before opening of the store. So there is a team, projects team, or there is a team who does a catchment study before opening of the store. So once the catchment study is done, they think that okay, it's feasible to open a store, they go ahead and they open a store. So now it's the job of marketing person to ensure that if there is if a store is located somewhere in Ghatkopar, which has a majority of Gujarati community, then the promotion what marketing person is doing needs to be aligned with the festivities of what Gujarati community does, or in case if the majority of customers are Maharashtrian in that locality, it has to be customized as per the community or whatever people staying in the catchment area. So in case of neighborhood walks, the store marketing people, they do a leaflet activity, the sales promotion or the sales staff, they keep on going door to door, and they do the door knocking, and they distribute the leaflets. Staff informs the customer news about the store, like new store opening or promotion. So once the catchment study is done, the store staff goes and they talk to the customer, they inform about whether the new store is coming, or they inform that if there is a particular specific promotion going on, so they educate the customers on the same. The first visit is also used to seek first-hand feedback from customers on what things they would like about store and in what areas they would like to see improvement. So a normal feedback is normally taken from the customers. They ask the store team, they'll ask the customers if there's any product particularly, they want to give feedback, whether product was available, not available, or whether they would like some other product in case the replacement product was not available, and if there are any areas of improvement. So a first-hand feedback from the customer is taken, which is jotted down, which is written down, and then it's incorporated from the store team as well as the head office team. For those who shop at other places, specific feedback is taken on their motivation to go to other stores. So, a competitor-specific data is also taken, whether if a customer is going and shopping from any other store, what were the factors which prompted him or her to go to a competitor? So what were the things which the current store can improve? What were the points where they faltered and which resulted in customer going to any other store? So that points are also noted down and they start working on it, they start going to connect on that. All this feedback when compiled and acted upon can help the store to address the pain points of the customer and increase footfalls. So in case if a specific product is not available and the customer is going to a competitor store for that specific product, probably the store A now needs to note it down, put this feedback to the head office or to the merchandiser buyer, and probably if it's feasible to business, they can probably get that product. So this is one of the example where the correction has to be taken, the correction takes place and the customer walks in. So there are different pain points. Now if a customer says that okay, the aisles are very small, there is no leg space or there is no space to move around freely. So probably this feedback is taken, it's given to the visual merchandiser of the store, and probably the aisles are cleared, it made open, the displays are changed, and it can help in customer movement. So these are few examples which when the customer not coming, the feedback is taken, and then later the corrective steps are taken, which helps into a good shopping experience for the customer. Outside store signage is again a responsibility of the store marketing. He or she, the store marketing person, knows, he or she knows the target, how many footfalls are supposed to, he or she is supposed to get in a day, in a week, and probably in a year. Now to get this footfalls, he or she needs to take external signages. To get customer footfalls and sales, first requirement is to get noticed. So moment if a store is present in a mall or if the store is present in an exclusive brand outlet on a high street, the first thing the store marketing person needs to do is the store should get noticed. Now to get noticed, here there are various way of putting yourself into limelight, which is by taking hoardings or by probably the signage of the store should be well illuminated. So there has to be a prominent outside signage which is visible during the day and also is kept illuminated till midnight to spread awareness for the moving traffic. So the first thing the store marketing person does is there is an external signage, there is a board which says the name of the organization or the name of the store, which has to be visible, it has to be in a legible format that customer can read, and it has to be illuminated during the night, which is normally there is a timer which is set. So 12 o'clock it auto shuts down. So now most of the retailers have an illuminated signage which is up and running, which is on till 12 midnight, and it gets shut down on a timer, and which people can see from moving traffic. Exterior signage is first touch point that customer has with store. So any external signages, exterior signages placed is the first touch point. So it communicates to the customer that okay, in case of a food product, there is a product which says okay, so and so, example, so and so atta available, which has fiber, which has iron, and which has lot of other minerals in that. So that's the first communication. Customer says okay, they have this atta available. Or in case of apparel product, they will show that okay, it's a cotton shirt available with this denim or so and so, fashionable stuff is available. So that is the first touch point which customer sees. That's the first communication which happens from the store, and then the customer probably enters the store, okay, whether to buy or not to buy, or whether see the options what the store is offering. Depending on the store format, the outdoor signage can be various forms like a glow signboard, hoarding, sidewalk sign, or an entrance sign. So depending upon the structure of store, whether if it's an exclusive brand outlet on a high street, or whether it is a store in a mall, the external signages can differ. So it can be a signboard, external signages in case of and store which is on a high street, then it could be a hoarding on a road. In case it could be a sidewalk signage, or in case of if it's in a mall, then probably there's an easel stand or there are different translate boxes available where the communication is kept, or there is an external signage which points towards the store. So there's directional signage as well which says okay, so and so is on your left, or so and so store is on your right. There's an arrow, there are arrows showing the direction towards that store. So there are a few examples of signages, so you have Woodland, then you have KFC, you have Metro. So the outdoor signage in particular should be branded effectively to draw the customer in and help to convey the experience that they would expect inside the store. Now this particular Woodland, their Gawa has a green background with a white lettering available with a white color. So it has already become a brand, and that's a brand recall. So whenever customer sees Woodland, they relate to that tree next to it. Or if they were, whenever they see a KFC, they relate to the red color and Major Sanders who's there. So they can relate, and it brings the brand recall. You know, they recollect, okay, this is this brand, and they help, which helps into making an entry in the store, and which subsequently helps into buying. For a self-service store, signages are the best way to communicate with customers in store. So in case of hypermarket, where customer normally picks up the product which is a self-service, they know the price, they know the features, advantages and benefits of that particular product. So they go, they pick up the product and they finish the shopping. So normally in such stores, self-help stores, the signages play a very important role. So the price, the details, everything is mentioned on the shelf talker or the signage. Do the signages, so it informs, educates and also instructs the customer. Now in case of a particular food product, if there is a buy one get one, the signage will read buy one get one. Now normally the buy one get one are taped together. There is a sellotape which is being used with the parent product. So if there is a product, or in case there is a health nutrition product which is available, which is free with milk, the chances are the health product is taped along with the milk, the Tetra Pak milk product, and it educates that, okay, when you buy this milk, you get this health link product free along with it. So that is one signage. So that is educating the customer. Now probably there are chances when the product cannot be taped with the parent product or the primary product. So there would be a signage which says, okay, when you buy a particular ketchup, you get a plate or a something or a utensil free. Or when you buy a soup packet, you get a bowl free. Now that bowl can't be taped around with the soup packet. So there is a signage which says, collect your free gift from the free gift counter or from customer service desk. So these are the signages who educates customer and instructs the customer. So in case of free gift, a free soup available, the free gift is available at the customer service desk, it is interesting, instructing customer to go and pick up the free stuff from the free gift counter or from the customer service desk. And in case of educational signage, it normally says, okay, this wheat contains fiber, or this particular toothpaste contains calcium, which is good for your teeth. So probably that is educating the customers about the benefit of the product. So normally signages does lot of role. It educates, it instructs and help, and the end result is again helps in customer to choose, buy and select the right product. As time passes, the customer start associating these signages with store design itself. So as and when the customer keeps on coming in, the store signages becomes a part of the store, and it the customer starts accepting the signages and the design, and it starts relating, he starts reading it, and he knows where to buy a product and which product are available where, and it starts associating with them. For retail chain with multiple stores across location, the standard signage design makes the customer feel at home at any store. So normally all organizations follow a standardization process, wherein whether a customer shops in Mumbai or any shops in Delhi, the signages, the fonts used, the color used are of standard size. So whenever he goes to any store, any outlet, he feels like he's coming at home. Everything is standardized. There is not difference, there is not much difference, and he or she knows that, okay, if a particular, when he takes a left, you know, mostly the panorama is almost similarly same, it differs from store to store. But in case of signages, this standardization is kept standard across all stores. So the color, the size, the font is standardized, and the customer feels that, okay, he is coming to his home store. He doesn't feel isolated or he doesn't get lost. Standards should be maintained to ensure that the in-store experience of customer is present and enjoyable. So right from the customer when he enters in a store, or he enters a mall, the external signages, when he enters this store, the guard wishes, there are different store timing signages, there are different instructions, like okay, whether you can take a pet or not, whether photography is allowed or not. Certain departmental stores restrict eating of food inside because it might damage a barrage. So there are a lot of external internal signages which helps and educates customers. So customer walks into the store, he sees the focal point, he sees the what the season going on or what is the exclusive offer customer the store has to offer, or the vendor, the promoter or the manufacturer has to offer. So he sees the product, he if there's a sampling going on, so he sees, eats, take a sampling of the product, taste the food product, or he tries the shirt in a trial room, feels the product, enjoys it, and once he's happy, he's satisfied about his purchase, he goes to the cash counter, pays for it, and he does the checkout. So inside store signages, so there is a super saver offer. Probably the price is 90 and the customer is getting for 62. So there is a super saver offer. Probably in the on your right hand side there is a product which says new. So a new product is launched and it clearly states that this is a new product, something which has come new in the marketing, new in the market. And then there is a PI label, so there are shelf talkers, there are product labels available. And there are floor stacks, so there is something which is available in huge quantities. And you know, if somebody wants, normally if they are a housewife who buy food grains for throughout the year, so they can probably do one time purchase and stack it. So they want to show basically there are products available from the round the year, they can buy it one go and properly store it for entire year. Signage fixtures sourced by VMD during store opening and replenished regularly with buffer stock. So normally what happens whenever a store is, whenever the head office decides to put a store in a particular high street or in a mall, so the store fixtures are sourced by the VMD, which is visual merchandising team, and they are regularly replenished by the team that itself. Normally in course of time there is wear and tear, the fixtures is break, they chip off, there are lot of other things which happen. So the team leader of the store, visual merchandiser, will communicate to the head office that okay, so and so fixture is damaged or they need a replacement. So once that is done, the replenishment comes from the head office team or from the regional office team. Regular stock check is done. So periodically the store marketing person or the store VM person checks about the signages and they see whether if it's working fine, whether they are in good condition or they need to be replaced. So must correctly use and highlight for any breakages or damages. For special promotion periods, new and extra fixtures must be sourced at least a week in advance. So in case if there is a damage or if there is breakage, the store visual merchandisers in with store marketing, they have a word, they send the requisition, and once it gets replaced, they need to change it in the store. For any special promotion or periods, new fixtures if needed has to be sourced well in advance. So in case if, I'll just give an example of Big Bazaar, in case they are doing successes for team name for 15th of August, or it's an independence year for 15th August, or successes for team name of 5 days for 26th January, then if they need additional fixture, it has to be sourced well in advance, probably by 15th of January or by latest by 20th of January, they need to source those fixtures. Ensure that before the promotion starts, it's there and the execution is done 100% and the promotion is executed 100% and people know the store is ready on before 26th of January or probably before 25th of January. Signage execution and updated marketing communication files should be maintained and used by respective flow manager to seek signages from marketing executive by providing both content and type of signage which will be used. So normally there is a requisition form format which is available with the marketing person, which he or she needs to give it to the floor manager in case they need any specific signages. So in case of there is a price change in any particular product, the requisition should come from the floor manager that okay, I need these signages and with this font and the price is increased from 20 to 22. So probably that form has to be filled correctly and it has to be handed over to the store marketing or store visual merchandiser so that the right signage comes back at the shelf or at the gondola. The content also has to be correct, which the floor staff needs to ensure that the correct offer is communicated. Signage placement guidelines must be followed, like PI labels in data strip on primary way, new arrival shelf shift for the new products, A5 A3 size poster at gondola, A4 signage for floor stacks, hyperplane, and for consumer durables. So A5, A3 and A4 are the sizes of signage available with them at store, and every shelf should have a shelf topper or a PI label which says okay, new arrival, which if the new product is new then it should say new arrival, and for gondola it has to be A4, A3 sized poster, a signage which is a normal A4 size which says okay, so and so product at this price, or so and so product which was on 80 rupees, it's now at 62, so probably it's a super saver. Or if there is an added, if from case of toothpaste, the normal ingredients are available, but now they have introduced salt, probably. So they can say that okay, new product or salt added for cleaning the teeth and gum. So it has to have a feature, advantage and benefits also mentioned on signage. And for floor stacks, there is an A4 signage. For hyperbins and consumer durable, A4 signage is used to communicate and educate customer. Signage standardization guidelines must be followed for standardization. So every head office and regional office issues guidelines time and again. So probably every month or every quarterly or every 6 months they issue this guideline. Where they mention that specific font has to be used or specific paper has to be used, specific color has to be used. So these are the guidelines which the store needs to adhere to.